For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. The Minnesota legislature is back in session. Lawmakers reconvened Tuesday for the first time since the special budget session ended in June, and the first time since Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman was assassinated. I spoke with MinnPost senior state government reporter Matthew Blake to preview the session, starting with the lasting impact of Hortman's death.
I was speaking with Mark Johnson, the Senate Minority Leader, a Republican, and he was saying that he's hoping that there is a calming of rhetoric. He called the legislative session, the upcoming one, a time to heal among Democrats and Republicans. That all said, a lot of the bipartisan sentiment was erased in the fall when there was a debate whether after the Hortman assassination and after the Minneapolis school shooting, there should be an assault weapons ban. That played out in a very partisan way. And then, of course, the last couple of months, the immigration enforcement action has outraged Democrats. Republicans have had mixed public statements about it, but definitely different from the Democrats. So I would say that there will be a move to some partisanship, or excuse me, some bipartisanship, but when it comes to actual policy issues, I don't know if there will be much bipartisan agreement on substantive policy issues.
For those who aren't familiar, this is year two of the biennium. Can you kind of just explain a little bit how year two is different than year one, if at all?
My understanding is that it's totally different because when I stepped into my role last year, the focus among the legislature is passing a two-year budget. Now there is not a budget to pass. And so what the legislature is legally obligated to do, in my understanding, is like very little. We'll probably see a bill for like infrastructure, like improving roads, buildings, that type of thing. It's called the bonding bill. I've spoken with both Democrats and Republicans, and I asked them, what are your priorities for the legislative session? And unprompted, they all mentioned a bonding bill. Obviously, you know, the details of that bonding bill will be more contested.
Besides the bonding bill, what other big stories are you kind of anticipating as things get moving here?
So in May, the state Senate passed a bill basically creating an Office of the Inspector General. And the state House decided to not go along with that. They felt that the Office of Inspector General was too redundant with existing sort of state watchdog offices. Given the fact that bill had bipartisan support in the Senate, my guess is that the prior support combined with the fraud scandals of the past several months will probably lead to the creation of a new Inspector General's office. That's just a guess, but you know, talking with both Democrats and Republicans, that could be an area for bipartisan agreement. The other things I'm watching for are the Democrats are going to propose a list of measures to rein in immigration enforcement. These include preventing ICE agents from wearing masks, letting people sue individual ICE agents if they feel that their civil rights have been violated. Will these measures pass in a split legislature? Probably not, but they're going to be kind of like the main talking point for Democrats. And the main talking point for Republicans, going back to the IG bill, is going to be fraud. What legislation they can accomplish through that, I'm not sure, but they very much want to run their campaigns in 2026 on social services fraud in the Walz administration. And they're going to make that into their main talking point. And whether that main talking point translates into a substantive way to better police Minnesota state agencies is something everyone will be watching for.
That was Matthew Blake, senior state government reporter for MinnPost. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.